Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald is hoping Pittsburgh will become a tourist destination for visitors from China. While in China recently, Fitzgerald signed an agreement with one of the country's largest tourism companies to bring charter flights to Pittsburgh. According to the Department of Commerce, China is the fourth largest trading partner for the Pittsburgh region. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with Fitzgerald, who is hoping this new deal will lead to enhanced business ties.
Was that the sole purpose, or was there more behind it than that?
It's really all about economic development and job creation. So what we did is we signed an exclusive deal with one of the largest travel agencies in China. So for the next 3 years, they're going to be bringing charter flights exclusively to Pittsburgh. So when they come to America, they're coming to Pittsburgh. We're the first city in America to sign this agreement. What happens is the tourists from China come to Pittsburgh and spend a lot of money. They spend money in our hotels, they spend money on our restaurants, they spend money shopping and learning and visiting Pittsburgh, visiting America, which in this case is going to be Pittsburgh.
Are they coming first off Pittsburgh on their way to somewhere else, or is Pittsburgh the intended destination?
Well, Pittsburgh will be the intended destination, but they're liable to get on a bus and go down and see Falling Water, for example, down in Fayette County. Or they may go to Niagara Falls, or they may go to Washington, D.C., but they will be coming to Pittsburgh. And then the opportunity for us is there's an awful lot of companies in Pittsburgh who do business in China that go, you know, different ways. They'll go through New York or Toronto or the ways that you go to try to fly to China. So this will be a way for folks to be able to get back directly on a fairly cheap flight. Now, it's not scheduled yet. It's going to start this fall. But if they know they need to go to China for business or for whatever reason, they can kind of schedule when that flight's going back, because the charter company, the airline from China, is going to want to fill that flight up, not necessarily go back with an empty plane.
Are there enough opportunities getting through regulations and even, you know, red tape of the Chinese government for Pittsburgh area businesses?
Well, yeah, and we've seen a lot of that. For example, the University of Pittsburgh has a facility in Chengdu. UPMC, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, I think has about four or five different locations that they work in China, and that's just a couple. And I have heard from many companies that are interested, that do business in China, and that's going to continue. We have 20,000 Chinese-American residents who live in Allegheny County, and there's a huge interest in what we have. One of the things I was very interested in talking to the folks in China is they had a good impression of Pittsburgh. They view Pittsburgh as a progressive city and a safe city, and they want to come to a safe city.
You said about 20,000 in Allegheny County. Do they have any interest in traveling back, though?
I think they do. I think they like to go back and visit family. Family likes to come and visit them. So I'm sure there will be a lot of folks who will be coming for however long the tour operator puts it, a week, 10 days, who people will be coming here. Some may be coming to visit their students, their kids who are in school here. And the more we can interact with, as you mentioned, the largest market, 1.3 billion people, and a growing middle class, a middle class that's over 300 million right now with money to spend, that we want to be able to have trade, which would create jobs in Western Pennsylvania.
What area would you see is the most fertile industry sector that might lend itself next to trade relations?
Well, I think energy is certainly a big one, and manufacturing. They were very interested in, for example, the driverless car technology, autonomous vehicles that are being developed here in Pittsburgh. They knew that. They were very interested in how that was going. And one thing I did see, and I was in two cities. I was in Beijing and Shanghai. One city has 21 million people, and the other city has 24 million people. So as you can imagine, transportation and traffic and gridlock is a concern, and how they move people. So autonomous vehicles was something that they were very much interested in.
What would be the follow-up to and continue to develop these relations?
It will be an ongoing relationship. We'll continue to strengthen the relationship, but I think you're going to see a lot of it around the robotics that we do here, financial sector that we work with. There's an awful lot of manufacturers who do business in China that, again, I've heard from in the tech sector, you know, once the word got out that I was going there.
Mr. Fitzgerald, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.